Welcome back. We are up to Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 5, Mishnah 3 of Maseches Nazir. So now, with the previous two Mishnahs under our belt, so Mishnah Nazir, and Ben Nazir, someone made a nether to become a Nazir, but he decided that he actually hadn't made the vow in a correct manner, and then he... thinking that he's not a Nazir, he drinks some wine. So v'nishal chacham basaro, and he then asks a chacham, and the chacham says that the neder of Naziris was binding, and he actually was not allowed to drink the wine. Monem isha shenader. So the person counts the Naziris starting from the time that he made the neder, and even the days that he drank wine count toward his term, since at the time that he drank the wine, he didn't realize that he was really a Nazir. Nishal Chacham Vehitiru. If he asks the Chacham and the Chacham releases him from the nether because he ruled that the nether was not made properly and never took effect, but before asking the Chacham, he had assumed that he was a Nazir, and Haisa lo behim of Mefureshes, and he already set aside, he's already makdish animals to be brought for the Kumbarnos at the end of the term of Naziris, Tetse Vitira Ba'idr. These animals can go out and graze with the rest of the flock, since he was makdish them only because he mistakenly thought he was a Nazir, and they therefore did not really become holy. They were not really ever filled with Kedusha. Now, Beis Hillel used this halacha to challenge Beis Shammai's position that they had in the previous two Mishnahs. Says the Mishnah, Amru Beis Hillel le Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai, I atem modim bazeshu hekdesh tos. Do you not agree in this case that it is a situation in which they were makdish based on a mistake, because the person was makdish the animals only because he thought he was a Nazir, that at the end of the day, the halacha is that the animals go out and graze with the rest of the flock, because their process of being makdish, it didn't take effect. So this shows that when a person is makdish something based on a mistake, it does not become hekdesh. So therefore, this seems to disprove the perspective of Beis Shammai, says Beis Hillel. But now, instead of responding to what Beis Hillel says, Beis Shammai bring a proof to their own position from the halacha of Meiser Behema, because says the Mishnah, Amr lehen Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, I atem modim, don't you agree, b'misha ta'av kara l'tashi asiri v'la asiri l'tashi u'l'achar asar asiri, don't you agree? I'll bring you a proof for my opinion, says Beis Shammai, that when someone is makdish, someone makes a mistake and calls the ninth animal, the tenth animal, when he's separating the Meiser Behema. And then when the tenth animal passes through, he realized that he counted wrong and he calls the tenth animal the ninth. And then when the 11th animal passed through, he called the 11th animal the 10th. Shehu mekudash, that the 9th and 11th animals are also makdish, even though he called them the 10th by mistake. Since the Torah says that they are makdish, we see that a korban can become makdish, can become consecrated even by a mistake. So Beis Hillel says, no, Amru lahem Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel say to him, lo, no. This is a terrible proof, because Hashevet Kidsho, is it the stick that is makdish these animals? Is it really true, meaning, says Beis Hillel to Beis Shammai, that these animals are makdish simply because he mistakenly taps them with the stick and calls them the tenth? Na'oma iluta avihiniach es Hashevet al shmini al shnei masar. What would happen if he made a mistake and placed the stick on the eighth animal or on the 12th animal and called it the tenth? Shemay asaklum. Would he have done anything? Beis Hillel, no, he wouldn't have done anything, because the Torah says that the 9th and the 11th animals can become makdish as well, not the other ones. So this shows us then that Beis Shammai are incorrect, and the reason the 9th and 11th animals are really only in a state of holiness is not that any animal can be makdish by mistake. No, specifically these, Alakasar Shehek Shekidesh Esha Asiri Hu Kidesh Esha Teshiv Ves Acharasar. Rather, it's that the same pasuk that's makdish the 10th animal is also makdish the 9th and the 11th animals if they were mistakenly called the 10th. So since there's a special takana over here from the Torah that applies only to these animals, it can't be applied to any other case of hekdesh that's made by mistake. And in an ordinary case, things don't become consecrated based on a mistake. That's how we understand the Mishnah Gimel. Now on to Mishnah Dalid. So it says the Mishnah, Mishnah Nadar bin Nazir, someone takes an eder to become a nazir, thinking that when a sermon was yiras osinesh, he would bring some animals that he owned as his karbanos. But when he went to bring the animals, he found that they were actually stolen. So since he now has to go buy new animals for his karbanos, he really wants to be released from his nether because he never would have taken it if he knew he had to go buy new animals. So the halacha is im achshelo nignava behemto nazir. If he made the nether of naziris before the animals were stolen, he's a nazir. He's going to be a nazir because something that happens unexpected after someone makes a nether can't be used as a reason to annul a nether. But if he made the nether of naziris after the animals were stolen, but he didn't realize that they were really stolen, ain't a nazir. Then he's not going to be considered a nazir. And then the chacham can annul this nether on the basis of because if he had known what had already happened, he would never have made the nether. And then v'zo ta'os ta'a Nachum Hamadi. This was the mistake that Nachum Hamadi made after the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. K'sha'alu nazirim min ha'gola. But when the nazirim who had finished their terms of naziris came up to Yerushalayim from the exile to bring their kabanos, umatsu Beis Hamikdash chariv, and they arrived, they found the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, which meant that they could not bring their karbanos and would have to remain nazirim forever. Amar lahem Nachum Hamadi. Nachum Hamadi says to them, ilu hayisem yodim shebeis hamikdash charav hayisem nozrim. If you knew that the Beis Hamikdash would be destroyed and you would have to remain nazirim forever, would you have made these nadarim of naziris in the first place? Amar lo. They say to him, no. The hitira Nachum Hamadi. Nachum Hamadi says that all of the nadarim that they took of naziris are all annulled. Because even though the Beis Hamikdash, and this is true, even though the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed only after they made the Nedarim. But when this whole thing came up to the Chachamim, they say to Nachum Hamadi, Kol Shenazir Ad Shaloch Charav Beis Hamikdash Nazir. Anyone who makes a Neder of Naziris before the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed is still a Nazir, because he would not have expected the Beis Hamikdash to be destroyed. And therefore, when something unexpected happens after a Neder, it cannot be used to annul the Neder. But if someone made a Neder of Naziris after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, so he's not going to be considered a Nazir, meaning his Neder can now be annulled for this reason. Because if he didn't know that the Beis Hamikdash was really destroyed, then he would not have made the nether. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Daled. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Hey. But for now, have a wonderful day.